Hello, this is Emily Childs, and you're listening to another episode of Child's Play on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I have Ethan and Ian.
Hello, hello. Hi. Happy to be here.
Ethan's just...
Yes. Hi. It's...
Are we? Wait, yes. I'm going to put on the headphones so I look cool. In the stew. Check 1, 2. I'm in the microphone now.
Yeah, you should be good.
I think so. I like looking at that thing over there. And if it's bouncing around when I talk, that means it's good to go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Woo, Child's Play.
Yeah. Yay. And of course, it's another crossover with Free Samples.
What? Two for two.
And today we're in the garden.
Yeah. Welcome springtime. Hello, springtime.
That was Le Fleurs by Minnie Riperton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A great classic.
Yes, I love that song.
Do you have a garden-themed recommendation for us before we go? Yeah, cue the next one. I'm kind of excited. Maybe it'll be a surprise.
I know.
It'll be a surprise for me and for everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to try and pick one.
Does the playlist look like kosher to you? Like, does it pass the Ian litmus test?
It looked fine.
Okay, well, fine isn't great.
Ooh.
There were like two. Should I put the river sound on?
In the background?
Oh yeah, put like ambient, like babbling brook
Welcome
noise.
Welcome to the relaxing white noise podcast. White noise and nature sounds.
Oh wait, that's my.
Wait, which one's... Yeah. Wait. You're I can't relaxing. Hear... Is it there?
I hear it.
Okay.
Oh, I still hear it. I got to turn up my microphone. There we go.
Okay, we're in a babbling brook. We're in the garden.
This is great.
Because my dream garden obviously has water in it.
Yeah, no, it has like, mine is a moat, like an actual moat.
Okay.
Yeah, with a little goblin by a bridge.
A goblin.
Asks you a riddle? Yeah, absolutely. Look, if we're making up gardens here, yeah, I am going to have to pee. I was telling Emily earlier that if we play Running Water in the background of when we're talking, I'm going to have to piss like 3 times through the show.
Well, you already went before the show.
Dude, you have no idea how quickly my tank refills.
It's like a walnut.
It's like a, I have a bladder the size of like a kidney bean. It's terrible. Okay.
What do you have for us?
Let's hear it.
I have Four Leaf Clover by Raven Lane featuring Steve Lacy.
Ooh, tis the month. Happy Irish people month. You
happy,
get one month
Irish
out of the year.
Month.
You get 1 month.
Shall I hit play?
Yep.
Let's do
and
it.
Here we go.
Let's take a listen.
I'm scared, scared to commit to a relationship. Breaking up on in a friendship. I don't wanna fuck this up. No, no, no. These other girls are distractions. I've been really taking no action. So no need to jump and bug.
When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
What?
Ready?
Yeah, I was born ready.
All right.
Yay. Bill Withers. He did Ain't No Sunshine, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, man.
He did a lot of good.
I know. He did a lot of good stuff. But in my mind, Lovely Day and Ain't No Sunshine are the two that, like, stick out to me. So.
Yeah, mine is, like, just the two of us.
Oh, wow. I totally forgot that's him, too. Man, what a solid discog.
Yeah, he's... Woof. He ate.
He ate that up. Conquered. Yeah, absolutely.
A true Caesar.
Yeah, a true Caesar. 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 I hardly know her.
I actually, oh my god, I was listening to this podcast the other day, and on the podcast they said that's a dad joke.
Yeah.
I would classify that as a dad joke.
Sure, yeah, totally. Segue.
They said that on that there was like some study. It's like a psychology podcast, so I trust it.
Of course, in your free time.
I would say the source. Like, I'm not trying to give you guys false information because we're on the radio. Sure. Obviously, this is public radio. I think this is true.
I love making stuff up and then telling it to a wide audience. Lie on air.
So there was a study that showed that telling dad jokes to children is actually good for children because it teaches them how to be embarrassed.
To deal with
secondhand embarrassment.
Because, like, I think that it's a very, very endearing and sweet flavor of embarrassment. Like, kind of like when you're at, like, a sporting event and you're, like, obviously not, like, the star of the team, but, like, your parents still, like, are yelling and screaming and embarrassing you from the stands. Like, I think it's, like, that flavor.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, nothing that'll actually damage your reputation. Like, I think that that's, like, the best thing a kid parent gets. Like, I'm going to embarrass the heck out of my kids.
Oh, I totally agree.
Like, I think that's, like, so sweet.
My parents embarrassed me. And not to, like, but, like, to connect everything that we're talking about. And bring it back to our garden.
Yeah.
Garden. My father is a huge gardener.
Yeah.
And he has.
And you sowed your seeds.
Today. From him, today, I spent some time gardening.
What?
I definitely got it from him, but he has such a green thumb.
I envy people that can just like grow stuff like without even trying.
Yeah, like I'm gonna have to like really try.
No, I have to like set alarms on my phone and put things in my calendar. Like, it's been 3 weeks since you've watered your pothos. Like, get on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it right. PSA time, or are we doing another song?
No,
or
We'll do a couple more.
Yeah. It's like we're barely.
We're early.
Barely scratched the surface. All right.
It's 12:17.
What's next? Oh,
about to be 12:18.
What's on the docket?
We have Hozier.
Hozier. Is that actually how you say it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's Hozier. With In the Woods Somewhere.
Oh, I think I read this one.
Which is taking us maybe out of our backyard and
into
down the
woods
path for
somewhere.
A second.
Yeah. Nice.
So we'll see.
Let's go on a little stroll.
Enjoy.
Thank you. dearest love, I'm not done yet. How many years I know out there, I found something in the woods somewhere.
That was Valleys, My Love by Whitney, who I was a huge, huge fan of when I was in high school. Even from, like, yeah, I actually saw them at the Sinclair after they did a Boston Calling show.
Is this a band or a person?
It's a band.
Oh.
And they did a Boston Calling show, and afterwards, they were, like, at this point, they were, like, on the banner or whatever. They were, like, very tiny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get,
I mean,
a lot
of, I don't
of,
even know
yeah.
if they would be big now, to be honest.
Yeah, I get a lot of pride, though, when, like, I see an artist that I like that has a small name, and then in later years they have a big name, and I'm like, oh, I did it before is cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little superiority complex moment.
Yeah, I have the creak going again. You can only hear it on the headphones.
Ooh, let me tune into that.
Are you hearing it?
Oh yeah, no, I'm hearing it.
We're in our garden.
We are in our garden. What is your? Mine has a moat, but yours has like a little.
Mine is like, okay, so I'm envisioning like it's like a nice little house, and then in the backyard it's like nice and big, and there's a little creek that runs through it.
Yeah,
not like a major body of water or anything, but something that's flowing.
Does it babble?
And
I would
natural.
Say. Would you say it babbles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say this is like the sound that you would hear in my backyard.
Right.
But
that's fair.
I think this is the sound you'd hear close to it. I feel like from my house you wouldn't necessarily really,
right, yeah,
that'd be tiny,
because that'd be obnoxious if your neighbors are like, oh, there goes that brook again, you know, babbling.
Well,
would be...
I wouldn't install it, so I'm sure my neighbors would be fully aware of it.
Well, like, how can you restrict a body of water to only one property? And like, it would...
I'm not restricting it. I'm
oh,
saying
so...
I'd like it to run through my property.
Oh
yeah, I'd like it to be like a natural.
So you don't own the brook.
No,
you are just,
I enjoy the brook.
You are just a vessel through which the brook can speak.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. That's
so fun. That's so funny.
Yeah. So right, you're currently hearing creek water sounds.
Yeah.
But you just heard Val. Oh, I already introduced.
But you're so excited about it, and we want to hear it again. So let's do it.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
All right,
it's
fine.
So embarrassing on my end. Okay. Anyways. Up next, we have Haley Hendricks with Shallah.
Oh, yeah. La. This one's very onomatopoeia-y.
Yes. And it is about a garden. So.
What? True to theme.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope you enjoy. We're going to continue enjoying
our
garden.
Oh, yeah. We're still in our garden over here. Absolutely. So, yeah, come join us in the babbling garden.
Well, we'll see you after. We'll see you after this song. Bye.
Bye.
I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, shalala. Shalala, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. And all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to, I've fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala.
Gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego. She'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk. The olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start.
garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
That was Harvey by Hearse.
That's so hardcore. I think your garden just flooded.
I have to bring it down. It's because obviously the level of the music is higher than...
Yeah, it has to be proportionate to like... What music would you play? Honestly, I wouldn't play any music. It would drown out the babbling of the brook. I think that is the music. I think nature's is the best music.
Yeah.
I'm deep like that. I say stuff that's like deep like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. 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 What's this?
We have some quality nature sounds.
We have some visitors, the birdies. Okay, speaking of animal visitors.
Perfect.
Yeah, was that good? I didn't want to force it.
Beautiful.
Okay,
go right
sweet.
Into
All
it.
Right, let's go.
Go right into it.
All right. Well, are you thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit sterlingshelter.org. This is a swag-filled message from your pimps at WMFO. That last part wasn't in the PSA, but I felt like we should include it.
So true. Ooh, I'm like, honestly, I really love this
dude,
one.
Dude, it's great. Honestly, the headphones kind of slap. Because, like, if I close my eyes, I'm like
a bird. We could do an ASMR night.
Just, like, how about, oh, gosh. I was going to do, like, ASMR, like, for the bit. But, like, I have headphones on, so I would, like, hear my own ASMR. Which I think is, like, smelling your own farts. Like, I just, like, wouldn't, I don't think I'd enjoy it.
I feel like some people probably do enjoy smelling their own farts. Not to play devil's advocate.
Emily, do you like the smell of your own farts?
Not in the smell.
I love how you were like some people, like, I don't know who, like, people that, like, definitely aren't me might actually enjoy that. So, like, maybe we should not knock it too much.
Stop. My parents called me public defender. Call and still call me the public defender.
Why?
I defend everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm sure there are some people who enjoy that. And who are we to judge their enjoyment of that?
Dude. It's weird.
Do they judge your enjoyment of other things?
I mean, yes. I get judged all the time for being so outrageously attractive. People stop me on the street and they're like, who do you think you are? I'm like, I know. I'm sorry.
Happens to the best of us.
Happens literally to the best of us.
I've been there too.
I'm sure you have. You disgust me.
Without further ado.
Yeah, good transition.
As we continue to discover more about our garden and investigate the depths of our garden here, we leave you with Phoebe Bridgers and Garden Song.
The Garden Song.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Taller, it must be.
Well, that was Drew Barrymore by SZA
And if you're wondering why she would name such a poignant and like emotionally evocative song after just a random celebrity, read up on Drew Barrymore, because her story of how she like rose to fame and her upbringing is just heart-wrenching, and it's so powerful and it's so impactful, and I'm so glad that and she actually met SZA. They actually like hung out, I think, on her SOS tour once upon a time. But I love SZA. I think she's great. Oh my God, some birds just flew into the studio. That was crazy. Did you see that? Oh my God.
I didn't see them.
Wow, thank God. Okay, well, they're here now. They're hanging out. Yeah, man. Next one's Garden Shed, right?
It is.
Oof, yeah. Okay.
You wanna say something?
Yeah, I wanna say a little something. Okay, so when Emily told me that the theme for this radio show is gonna be garden, I was like, oh my God, I need to do this song, because it is, of course, called Garden Shed, and it was, I think it is one of the most important tracks in Tyler, the Creator's discography, because it's his coming out track, and he even makes references to that particular song and other songs off the album, like, oh man, I really hope my friends don't drop me because of track 7, which is Garden Shed. So he's like, I really hope my friends don't like view me differently or drop me because of this thing that I'm putting out into the world now. But he didn't come out of the closet. He came out of the garden shed, and it was really, really cool. And I love this song. I think it features Estelle, who I think she's a really strong feature artist. She was on like American Boy with Kanye, who we can talk about now again because he apologized because of 21 Jump Street, which was did you see that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thin ice, man. Thin ice. All right. Well,
but who knew that Jonah Hill was going to be our Queen Esther?
No. Literally. That's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I don't know. Anything you want to say?
Thank you so much.
Dude,
that's what
course.
I
want to
say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome so much. That's what I want to say.
And this is Garden
Shed. This is Garden Shed.
Words, 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 words Hey yo. Garbage shit for the Guardian. That is what I was IDing. That was real love I was in. Ain't no reason to pretend. Garbage shit for the garçons. The feelings that I was guarding. Heavy on my mind, all my friends lost. They couldn't read the signs. I didn't want to talk. I tell them my location and I ain't want to walk. Truth is, since a youth kid, thought it was a phase. Thought it'd be like the phrase poof. Gone, but it's still going on. Big fan of the base 10. Polka dot knows how it goes. Had to keep it on the subwoofer. Couple butterflies wanna float. I was always like, man, really interested, but I bagged the brats. My boys like, bruh. This is crucial subject matter, sensitive like cooking batter. To the temperature that's rising, stepping on that ladder, tryna grab the rings of Saturn. I'ma plan it by the time you hit it. Shit and chatter about the heat it will not fucking matter.